It's time to open the bunker door and welcome in an old friend of the show, Marge, George's old swim coach.
Okay.
I know who she is.
She was never my swim coach.
Hey, Marge.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Marge. I'm here, too.
I don't know if you know this, but I used to be George's swim coach in high school.
I just explained that. You were not my high school swim coach.
He was my star pupil, and we almost made it to the Olympics.
So close.
Almost. We were this close. We were a pubic's hair width of getting to the Olympics, as George used to say.
No, I never said that, and you shouldn't say that.
Hi, Marge. I'm here, too.
Hi, non-George. What's with all this election?
Yeah, how about that?
Kind of the big story.
Crazy, huh?
I had a horrible experience trying to vote.
Oh, did you vote?
I tried to, George, but you disenfranchised me.
How?
Somehow you did. Well, first of all, the polling location I went to didn't allow for vol choosers.
Vol?
Yeah, vol choosers. You've never heard of them?
No.
Voluntary chair users. That's what group I'm in.
No, I haven't heard.
See, I can somewhat walk, but I don't like to, so I use this chair.
Okay.
For those of your viewers who don't remember what happened to me, George pushed me off the R.L. Turner equipment shed his senior year.
I did not.
What were the two of you doing on top
of
the
swim
shed?
Team, I doubt, has an
Believe
equipment
me,
shed.
It's something that wouldn't be allowed between educator and pupil today.
No. And it wasn't allowed back then.
Let's just say he got a little aggressive.
You weren't even at my high school. This did not happen.
We were both facing the same direction. I fall off. And unfortunately, I landed feet first into an abandoned meat grinder.
Oh no. What a terrible accident.
Yeah, the home ec room got new meat grinders. They put the old ones out by the shed, and I fell right into it.
Awful.
Yes, it was so horrible. Anyway, I got to the election place, and they made me walk, which I'm a little unpracticed at. So I walk up to the first voting booth, and I lose my balance. And I knocked it over, and it started a contagion of the booths crashing to the ground.
No. Just like dominoes.
Oh, they dominoed around in a honey bun swirl until the final one in the middle toppled. Then the diarrhea started.
Oh, boy. Marge.
I know. I had an iffy breakfast.
Jeez.
I had one of those in the new line of Mike Ducey's signature TV dinners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all have seen those.
I
He's endorsing
seen those.
Them,
he has...
hawking them on late night of the Fox.
I
Fox
seen those.
4. Yeah. I'm trying to think of which one I'd had. I think it's his vodka and pancakes.
What a combo that is.
Yeah. Well, it went right through me.
Mm. Awful.
And I'm telling you, my skirt looked like someone had flipped a platter of concarne across
me.
Marge.
We don't need any details of something like that.
Terrible.
They got so mad at me because eventually that situation got so bad I ruined a stack of 300 ballots in my precinct.
Oh no.
It was horrible.
So they kicked you out?
Then there were as I left, as I was trying to get the hell out of there, there were the angry voters with all the pistol pot shots.
At you?
Yes. One grazed my ear as I waited for the bus.
Oh, terrible.
Causing massive blood loss, and I was worried it would get infected, so I headed for the Trinity River.
Worst place to go.
Where I hang out. But I headed to the Trinity for my normal medical care of using local leeches.
Go to a hospital
local
next time.
Leeches.
So in the end, I'm not sure my vote for Eddie Van Halen is going to count.
Well, I don't think it will.
He ran such an inspiring campaign.
Yeah.
Well, he hadn't really been around a campaign.
Speaking of campaigns, I'm starting my long campaign of revenge on Messrs. George and Dunham.
For what?
I'm tired of you not helping me out. After you built your entire lucrative swimming career on my pockmarked back.
Okay, I never made a dime off of swimming.
She makes a good point,
you
Jordan.
Did.
No, she doesn't.
I've asked you nicely to come let me live with you.
Well, we just don't
I've even
have the
given
room.
You the option of letting me sleep between you and your wife or letting your wife sleep in another room.
No, that's not really an option.
So gracious.
No. She's flexible.
I even asked you nicely that if you didn't let me live in your main house, that you let me live in your pool house.
Don't have one.
But you turned me down at every turn. You've got a pool house, believe me.
How
and
would
you need
know?
To float that by Tad, by the way. Anyway.
right. You know too much, and yet you know nothing. So,
and I've already apologized, George, for breaking into your house and attempting to wake you up in that special way as a mid-July early Christmas present.
Right. I don't remember that either.
Marge, I've apologized.
I don't remember that.
But for whatever reason, you're really threatened by strong women enjoying their own sexuality.
All right, he accepts your apology.
I'm not going to be ignored, George.
He
I
accepts
won't be ignored.
It. Okay.
Make love to me, and
no.
I'll let your pets live.
No, what?
Hey, I'm going to be ignored.
All right, there goes Marge. Allegedly a swim coach. 844 on the ticket.